This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Now in its third year, the Homegrown Music Festival is making some changes. After 2 years on the Mulberry River, the Music and Arts Festival is relocating, adding sporting events, and changing its name. The Homegrown Music and Mountain Sports Festival will take place at Fayetteville's Kessler Mountain Regional Park this weekend. Also new this year, admission will be free, thanks in part to a $15,000 grant from the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission. Despite the changes, Jeremy Gunn, who co-founded the event with Jessica Sumner, says the festival will remain family-friendly and continue its focus on sustainability. Last month, Jeremy Gunn came to Studio 123 to share more of the details of the festival.
First 2 years, we were at the Mulberry Rivers at Birds Adventure Center, which we love that spot. And we love that area, and we love the owners of Birds. They're amazing people. It was just getting harder and harder for us to get. When we first started this, we wanted it to be a environmentally low-impact type event, a large-scale event that we could do environmentally friendly. We also wanted it to be a family-friendly event. And it's hard if you have kids. I have four children. I have three little girls, and it's hard for me to take them and go camping for 3 days. So we were running into that problem with a lot of people. We're trying to come for the day, and they're having to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours back, and it was just becoming an issue. So we thought, why don't we move it to town? And we've always looked at doing like an urban festival with kind of sports and, you know, different stuff mixed in. So after we left Birds last year, we always decompressed for about 2 months. And, you know, we're kind of out doing our thing in Fayetteville. And I called Jessica one day and I was like, man, if we're going to move it to town and do something, Mount Kessler would be a perfect spot because of the infrastructure that's there. The trail system's amazing. I mean, you have short routes, you have long routes, you can combine them all and do. And so I said we could add, you know, mountain biking, which is becoming like the thing to do in Northwest Arkansas. I mean, it's like we're like the Aspen of mountain bikers up here. And we thought there's trail runs you could do. The Disc Golf Association Chain Gang is another person that's working with us this year. So we thought about bringing the festival to town, doing it something where people could come and go. Won't be any overnight, but we can do it. You know, everybody can come for the day. The park closes at 11. We shut everything down. And that way you can bring your kids out for the day. You can take them home, give them a bath, put them in their own bed, and then next day wake up and do it all over again.
So new location, new events, new name.
New name, yeah. We are Homegrown Music and Mountain Sports Festival.
Okay, so let's start with the music because that's what's always been there. So
yes.
It's the 22nd through the 24th of June,
mm-hmm.
And yep. There will be plenty of music.
Plenty of music. Yeah, Friday we start at 4 o'clock. Friday and Saturday we'll start at 4. They want lights. I say lights out. Lights are on at 11. So I turn the field lights on at 11. Everybody goes home. So,
okay.
And then on Sunday we're doing what we call more of a Sunday school thing. It starts at 2 and ends around 7:30 or 8. And we're going to do a lot of interactive stuff for kids that day. A lot of it's going to be more of like a picnic kind of thing where you can bring your blanket, bring the family, and listen to music during the day. But yeah, Friday night we're going to have a headliner, which is Arkansas, a band that we all love, local favorite. We also have John Stickley, who played last year at the festival. John Stickley Trio, they're really amazing people. I love him and all the people who work for his whole group. Handmade Moments is another local band that people really love, Joel and Anna. They're going to play on Saturday. We have an awards ceremony Saturday before the headliner. Our headliner is Jeff Austin Band, so check them out. They've played around here. It's been probably 6 or 8 months ago. They played at George's. They're really good. And then I'm really excited about George Porter on Sunday. He's an amazing artist. He's been doing a lot of touring down in the Louisiana area, but he's a real funky, soulful kind of guy. So I think it'll be good. And our lineup's all available on our website, so homegrownarkansas.com. So you can check out all that. And there's links on there for the bands. You can see some of their music, some of the videos, and that kind of thing. But you know, like back to what you were saying, this is kind of where it all started, was our love for music and festivals and all that. So anytime we do an event, no matter if we do sports or we don't do sports or whatever we do, music will always kind of be the backbone of what we do, because that's kind of what brings people together, we feel. So.
And you mentioned an award ceremony before the headliner on Saturday. So award ceremony for what?
The award ceremony for, we have four different sporting events we're doing this year. There's going to be a disc golf tournament. So that's going to be, they're doing singles, they're doing co-ed, and that's going to start Friday, and we're going to do Saturday. And then Saturday morning, we're doing a 10K trail run, the Kicking Kessler, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then Saturday night, we're going to do, which is going to be our kind of our cornerstone sports project, it's going to be the Beast of Burden Trail Mountain Bike Race.
Oh.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a four-hour event, and so you can do teams, you can do solo, however many loops you can do. That's kind of how we determine the winner, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're working with ORC on that. They're the ones that have cut a lot of those trails out there. Brandon
right.
Pack, yeah, he's a really good guy, and he's the one that when we started doing this, he wanted to kind of team with us. He kind of saw what our vision was. We explained what we're wanting to do, and he's worked with us a lot to try to get in there, and he knows those trails better than anybody, and he has a good influence in Northwest Arkansas to get people to come out and participate. So he's been a real big help for us in that, in our sporting events. And we're also in a Renaissance race, which is going to be on Sunday.
What's a Renaissance race?
Renaissance race is like a bunch of different activities you can do. I mean, you remember the old like sack races and knot tying competitions, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's kind of a throwback to old. And there's going to be six different events. We're not going to tell you what they are now, so you're coming in practicing ahead of time.
Okay. Is it kind of like an adventure race?
Sort of, yeah. It's sort of like an adventure race. There's a lot of different things that people are going to do. So we want it to kind of be something you got to think on your feet.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
But outdoorsy things like tying knots. A fire or something. Outdoors things yeah. that
the burn
I think
ban
of.
Might keep us from starting a fire.
Yes,
so
it's like probably not starting a fire, but yes. like Boy Scout things that I think of.
Boy Scout things, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. What other events do you guys have? I know there's lots of things for kids usually.
Oh, there's tons of stuff for kids. So we have Camp Creativity this year, and that's going to be run by the Little Village. Lisa Jo Outlaw is a local artist, and she has a group of kids that she works with called the Little Village. So they're going to help us set up Camp Creativity. It's going to be right there by the main stage, and we have tons of things lined up for that. The first thing we're doing Friday morning at 4:30 is Lemonade with Lionel.
The mayor?
The mayor, yeah. Babel he's going to be there. Yeah,
okay.
He's going to be there. We're doing Be Your Own Super Hero, which my kids are really, really pumped about that. My kids are big into Avengers and DC Comics,
uh-huh.
And so we're going to make our own capes and our own masks.
Oh,
and so
fun.
You may see
so come
lots
dressed
of little
up.
Adventures coming around
okay.
the festival. And every night we're going to have a kids dance floor.
Okay.
So at 8:30, that way we'll have a kids dance floor set up. So while you're enjoying the music, your kids can dance on the kids dance floor. It's going to be lit up so you can kind of watch your kids and watch the music and
keep an eye on them while having
keep them
fun.
More out,
or,
yeah. we're going to have a magician there to help the kids do magic,
oh.
teach them a little sleight of hand, puppets in the park, pinch pots with Terra Studios. We love Terra Studios. I take my kids there all the time. But they've actually partnered with us this year to do some pinch pots. So it should be really neat.
What other events are that kind of the highlights?
Those are the highlights.
Okay.
I mean, anything we do, we want to try to get... You're going to get families involved, and we want to try to bring bring kids into doing things that where they can start to see the see what being environmentally conscious is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what we do is we have a thing called Sustainability Row, and that's usually between 8 and 10 different organizations. Some are businesses, some are nonprofits, but we make them to come on Sustainability Row and tell their story to the public. We require them to be interactive with the community or have some type of interactive project or something. In the past, we've done seed bombs and just different things that they can do. This year, I think the Buffalo Watershed is going to do prayer flags, Buddhist prayer flags, and they're going to have the kids that can, you know, each one of the little flags can be something that they can draw on there, create something so they can bring it home with them. Different things like that that all of our different our nonprofits, and we have a bunch of them. We work with the U of A Cooperative Extension. Keep Arkansas Beautiful's coming this year. We have the Mulberry River Society, who's been with us the last 2 years. They're our main core group of volunteers that help us recycle and help us clean and sort and things like that. Like I said, Buffalo Watershed Alliance, Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, they're the ones who actually are kind of the stewards of the mountain up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all going to have tents set up. They're going to tell you a little bit about what they do, but they're also going to do something interactive
okay.
during the weekend. And so you just go by their tents. It's going to be pretty obvious. We have a big giant sign that says Sustainability Row. So when you come by, hit up each one of them, learn a little bit about what they do, bring your kids because they're going to have giveaways for kids and stuff like that. So, and those are activities that I think really help bring kids in. Those things that kids will remember, they bring things home with them. And I think we want to get to the point where the kids are teaching the adults about, hey, we should do this. We should recycle this. Hey, we should quit buying plastic water bottles, you know. Because as a festival, we're very passionate about no single-use plastics at our festival. We try to eliminate landfill products as much as we can at our festivals. And we've done a really good job. Last year at Homegrown, I'm the one who's in charge of climbing the ladder on the dumpsters,
okay.
you know, and peering over and seeing what's in there. And last year we had about 4 bags of trash and a pair of flip-flops for a 3-day festival, which was like, wow. I even thought about digging the flip-flops out because they were in good shape, but I left them in there. But yeah, 4 bags of trash and a bag of flip or and a set of flip-flops isn't too bad for a
week. That's not too bad. And you had how many thousands of people?
Oh, yeah, we had over 1,000 people there last year.
Over 1,000?
Yeah. So, and to do it, and that's kind of been our goal from the very beginning, is to do a large scale event in a sustainable way where, you know, nothing's ever fully sustainable, but at least we try to incorporate some measures in there to help with that.
I know in the past you've asked people to like bring their own reusable glasses, but not glass, but cups, I guess is
exactly
the word I want.
Yeah.
Cups or things like that. Are you still encouraging that as well?
Oh, yes, yes, most definitely. We're going to have hydration stations set up with filtered water. There's going to be at least four or five of those in the main stage area. So bring your water bottles, bring, even if you're doing the sporting events too, you know, we encourage anyone who's running the race, bring your water bottle, you know what I mean? The mountain bike race, of course, you're going to have your water bottle for that. Just bring those things with you, because we'll have places out there for fill up. And then another thing that we're doing this year, in the past, what we've always done is we've had like a dishwashing station set up where we have, you know, volunteers who wash dishes and then they bring them back to the food vendors, and then we kind of create that. So it keeps all the paper and plastic plates out of the trash. This year, we actually found a new way of doing that. We're not able to set up a dishwashing station for numerous reasons out at Mount Kessler. So what we're doing this year, we're working with a company called Leafware. And what they do is they create a leaf plate and a little fork spoon thing that you can use while you're there. And that's what all of our vendors are going to have. And these are compostable. So when we're done with them, we have a special trash bin we're putting them in. And the city is actually going to take them and put them in their compost heap.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they'll actually turn into dirt. And they're sourced very ethically. They're all from fallen leaves. They're sterilized. They're compressed down. And then they're cut into shapes of plates and bowls and forks and spoons. So it's a really neat our hard part for us is going to keep all that stuff sorted, but we do have sorting stations, for lack of a better term. We have four bay trash units that we're going to have people manning them, just to make sure no one gets confused and everything goes in the right spot. So if they say, hey, put this over here, they're not getting on to you. They're just trying to keep our work sorted for later.
Okay. I guess the final thing we should talk about is the admission price.
Yes. It's free this year.
and how did we get so lucky that it's free this year?
Well, we've always wanted to do something to give back to this area, because this is the area where we've spent most of our time. We love the local bands around here. And me and Jess were just talking. We're like, hey, you know, if we can fund this thing through the sports programs that we're doing, and you know, get a few vendor fees, and you know, get maybe a sponsor in there, then we can make it free for the public, to where it's expensive. I mean, if you want to take your kids, if you have three kids like I, or four kids like I do, and you want to bring, you know, you're a family of five, and you want to go to a festival somewhere, and the tickets are $150. I mean, you're spending $1,000 by the time you park, and by the time you we want to be able to do something where families can come out, they can bring their kids, and not have to worry about a financial strain. And you know, if it's free, we're going to have more people, which means, you know, they're going to buy more stuff from our vendors, which helps our vendors out, and it kind of shines a little bit bigger light on what we do. To where if we were charging $100 a ticket, we may only have a couple hundred people there, but with it being free, we can really get more people engaged and involved with how we do music festivals. We're not musicians, but just how we spotlight them and how we do things we do.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much, and best of luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
That was Jeremy Gunn, co-founder of the Homegrown Music and Mountain Sports Festival at the Carver Center for Public Radio. The festival will take place Friday through Sunday at Kessler Mountain Regional Park in Fayetteville. More details are available at homegrownarkansas.com.